Hello, CITR. Thanks for listening. This is Nina Kurgia, and today I have the UBC Players Club here to tell you a little bit about what the Players Club is. So, I have Keenan Johnson.
Hi.
Hillary Smith.
Hey.
And Amy Spence.
Hello.
So, take it away, guys.
All right, so I'm Amy. I'm the Promotions Assistant for the UBC Players Club. And I'll just introduce what the club is. So if you don't know, the UBC Players Club is the only student-run theater group on campus. We were founded in 1915, and so we're actually older than the UBC Theater Department. The UBC Theater Department grew out of us, which is a pretty cool thing.
We're actually the oldest theater company in BC.
Wow. So you may have heard of us from past productions. This fall we did Never the Sinner. Last year we had Our Country's Good, and then The Drawer Boy the year before that. We also do Festival Dionysia, which is a short one-act festival, which you'll hear more about in a few minutes. Other events we do include Dramalot, which is a theater open mic night, which we hold in a coffee house or some sort of venue off campus, and it gives students a chance to come out and share monologues or storytell, that kind of thing. We also do play readings and play outings, so if you enjoy either reading plays or watching plays, we give students an opportunity for that, so it's not just for people who like to act, but also people who appreciate theater as well. So next term, actually, we have a play reading every other week. So some of the plays we'll be reading will be from Chekhov, Shakespeare, Tennessee Williams, and all the details for that will be on our website soon.
Okay. So my name's Hillary. I'm the events coordinator for the club, and I'm just going to say a few things about the Dionysia Festival. That is our next production, and it's coming up in the next semester. So we're going to have auditions for it on January 17th and 18th. And for those, you can email dionysiafestival@ubcplayersclub.com. And Dionysia is like D-I-O-N-Y-S-I-A. So Dionysia. And basically, this is, like Amy said, it's a performance festival of sorts. So we've been, over the course of the past couple months, sort of collecting plays, collecting directors, so to speak, who will then direct these short performances. We've also been workshopping new plays that students have submitted. And the performance dates for that are going to be in February. So it's February 26th to March 2nd, right on campus in the DSS, the Dorothy Somerset Studio. And so the auditions are coming up. And what else? We have a couple of plays that are actually former, what's the word? They're Brave New Playwrights plays. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, so they were written by like creative writing students at UBC a number of years ago. One of them is called Wilson's Leg, and it's going to be directed by Paul Weston, who directed our latest production that we did this semester, Never the Sinner. We have another show called Chow Baby that Sue Min Park will be directing, and then we also have three original scripts written by students that will be directed by students. And the original scripts are being workshopped right now by our dramaturge. We've got Exit Stage Left, and Joylyn Secunda will be directing that. And it was written by, actually, our club president, Carolyn Nakagawa. We have Old Times, written by Simon Welton, and Jonathan Greenway will be directing that. And we have Robbery, written by Scott Franchuk, and John Dickinson will be directing. So again, Dionysia Festival at ubcplayersclub.com if you have any questions or if you want to book an audition. And this is really important, we're still looking for people to help us out on the production. We're looking for designers and we're looking for assistant stage managers. So from the design side of things, we're looking for sound, set, costume, and prop designers. And for ASMs, basically you would be in charge of a particular show, and you'd be checking in with the stage manager for the festival. But your job as an ASM would just be to keep in touch with the actors, to coordinate to be in charge of writing things down that the director makes decisions on about the show. And then you would be helping out backstage during the run, moving things around, as a stagehand. Okay.
And I guess I'm next. Just talking about a little more about the club and past involvements. I am the member liaison and bookings rep for the UBC Players Club, so I'm the one who sends out all the emails and newsletters and keeps members informed of what's going on. For the past few years, I have been involved with the club. Mostly, I've auditioned for some of their shows, and then I've also gone to a lot of the play readings, which are actually a lot of fun. It allows people to really indulge in the drama without having to get into a full production. Because you can just sit down, read a play out loud, really get into characters, and really just have fun with it. The productions that we did last year were really interesting. Our Country's Good had a huge cast. It was directed by Chris Robson, who was an MFA directing student at UBC. And it was about...
When did this happen? Sorry.
Yeah, this was last year.
Oh, okay. What was the play about?
It was about convicts, our British convicts, like the first convict colony in Australia.
Cool.
And as a way to sort of rehabilitate the conflicts, one of the officers wanted to put on a play.
Okay.
And so it got into a lot of discussions about how theater can be used in culture and society, as well as how you to treat people who have done bad things in the past but could still be redeemed. Yeah. And so then after that was, so it usually goes that in the first term we do a big main stage show, and then in the second term we do a big festival of one-act plays. And the festival really gives an opportunity for people to, it offers a chance to have a whole variety of shows, ones that are lighter, some that are more serious, some that are funny, some that are dark. We're definitely excited by the plays that we have lined up for this year, which are going to be fun. And then, it just opens up a lot of chances for people for more people to just work on shows, because there are so many different shows going on. Mm-hmm. And then, I myself will be auditioning for the show, and I'm very very excited to see what happens. And personally, it has been a really fun time being with the Players Club over the past few years. I've only actually stepped up to be on the exec team for this year, just because after really getting to know the club really well, I felt more comfortable being able to work on the exec team and really help bring these plays together.
Yeah, I was wondering, in terms of your plays, how do you guys cooperate with other faculties in terms of who's going to be writing the plays, who's going to be acting in the plays? Is it just people who are in the Players Club, or is it people from outside that you can seek? Like, for example, the one-act plays. Who are the people who are writing the plays?
Mm-hmm. So, I can talk about that. So the ones that we have for this festival, they are all written either by past or current UBC students. Mm-hmm. We did do a call for some shows that are that have been published as well, that have kind of that you purchase the rights for. Yeah. But we decided to go with these to go with shows that have been written by past students. Some of them that have rights as well. But so it's pretty open. We have applications where directors can apply to be a director and suggest a script that they particularly want to work on, or maybe they just apply to direct and we match them with someone who's either written a play, that kind of thing. And it is open to UBC Players Club members as well as to the community. So sometimes in the past we do try to focus on having a certain I think percentage of members who have to be of the cast who have to be members to be involved. Mm-hmm. But we've also had shows like the show where I first became involved with the club. The Drawer Boy was it was a really small show. We had three actors and they were all actors from the community. So for that one, we, and also the director was someone who worked in the Vancouver theater community as well, who approached us and wanted to direct a specific play. And then we brought in some actors as well, because it was for kind of more older roles. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it was a little bit more difficult to cast students. And that was also the director's choice.
Yeah. As far as I know, we've never like directly contacted any of the different faculties around to like the creative writing department, I guess, would mm-hmm. be a good group to liaise with. But we try to make ourselves as open as possible. So, you know, if you get our emails or if you like us on Facebook, then you hear about opportunities that there are to submit for things like Dionysia Festival. Even if we're not doing a festival, we have in the past also just taken in scripts that people want to workshop. Mm-hmm. And what we can do is we can kind of facilitate a workshop. So if you want to hear people reading and to get feedback, we can arrange something fairly impromptu like that.
Interesting. Yeah. And so it doesn't have to be exactly people who are involved in the Players Club, that it's not just limited to that space and that mm-hmm. circle. Like it's like a lot of the scripts that you get come from outside.
Yeah, some mm-hmm. of them. Some of them do.
Some
we
of them,
and we.
Not,
oh. Yeah.
No.
Well, not all of them. Because yeah. It's hard. Because I mean, we are a small-ish club. So the people who kind of hear when we want submissions or know how to contact us most often are members.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We're not limited though by any means.
Yeah, because I know that like when I was in first year, I joined the Players Club and I was in a play, but it wasn't really by the Players Club. Like I remember when I was actually doing the play, it didn't really have very much to do with the Players Club. It was more the fact that I even just knew about it was just because the Players Club had posted the audition notice. So I always wondered like to what extent like each play is connected to the Players Club and to what extent it's just you guys mm-hmm. being able to show everybody this is everything that's happening, mm-hmm. which is sweet because yeah. it's just a way of like keeping the community, everybody knowing what's happening. Mm-hmm.
Well, we do try to keep members informed about other things that are happening, you know, beyond just us, because with as much theater as we do, you know, there's still not enough. There's never enough for everyone.
Yeah.
So so like there are people that we do know in the theater community that do ask us if they if they need people for certain things, like you know a lot for and like for actors as well. We actually have a special mailing list for our members, for people who want to sign up for that, who just want to hear about other acting opportunities outside of university.
Cool. What's the most common way that people get involved in the Players Club?
Well, do you mean like how they hear about it or?
Like the most common way, are people mostly subscribed to the mailing list? Do people mostly sign up as like working behind the scenes, or are they like part of the actual club? Like what do you see the most of? What do people most want from you guys, like the demand?
Well, we usually get quite a few people who sign up wanting to help out with tech for the shows, and I think that's a pretty common way.
Yeah, this year especially we've gotten a lot of people I think who've been interested in like I don't know, learning a little bit about how a soundboard is operated, for instance.
Interesting. Yeah, just to get involved in sort of learning about it experience.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
We need to take a really quick break, but we'll be right back with the BC Players Club. This is CITR 101.9 FM, 24 hours of student programming.
You already bike, walk, and take transit to get around, but sometimes you just gotta drive. At Moto the Car Co-op, you save big with us covering gas, insurance, maintenance, and monthly parking. Mention this ad when signing up for Moto, and we'll give you $35 in free driving. For other perks and more information, visit moto.coop.
It's a stressful time of year, which means it's more important than ever to take good care of yourself. take this moment to feel good. Follow along with this mini meditation and reduce stress quickly. Breathe in and hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly. Breathe in once more and hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale slowly. Visit students.ubc.ca/feelgood for other ways to live well, feel good, and achieve success.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And we're back at CITR 101.9 FM with the Players Club. Hey, Players Club!
Hey!
Okay, so we were just talking about something that's really interesting about the Players Club, is that actually a lot of the members aren't even theater students. Keenan is the only member that is one of the
I'm the only member of the exec team that is in theater. Everyone else is either in science or English. Like, our production manager, who's managing our shows, is in science.
Yeah, which is really interesting and speaks of the diversity of people who get involved in out-of-school activities and how open the Players Club actually is to everybody, which I was thinking earlier that maybe a lot of the people who are in the productions are in the theater program. They're not. And also people who write the stories a lot of the time maybe aren't even creative writing program. They just people who want to be doing this, which is really awesome.
Well, we get a lot of people who, and this is I think one of my favorite parts is when we have, for example, a booth during clubs days, and we have a lot of students, especially first years, who will come up to us and say like, "Oh, I did theater in high school, but I'm not studying it now. Like, I'm really glad that I can still get involved." And that's my favorite thing because that's exactly how I felt too. I didn't take theater in first year, but I still really wanted to be involved with it. So that's something that I really like about the club is that you can still pursue your passion. Academically, but then also outside of class as well.
Yeah, I had the same kind of thing. I mean, I'm a linguistics student, but I have kind of a strong, I have a history in theater, and when I came to UBC, I did want to find a way to keep it up, so I was kind of hunting around for the Players Club on Clubs Day. Luckily, we're usually pretty front and center.
I was going to say, I was like, Players Club is very easy to find because it's such a historic club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? It's the oldest club at UBC.
Yep.
So it's really accessible in that sense. Are there a lot of members, by the way, I was going to ask?
What's our count?
Our count right now is in, when you exclude, including the exec team, it's about 98 people, this year.
Yeah,
so we have a very good number, yeah. and it does consist of theater and non-theater students as well. So, mm-hmm. I mean, for me as a theater student, I'm glad to be working in the club just to gain more experience in theater. So just doing as much as I can, which is great.
Yeah, and I think what's nice too is that it's good to have that mix because then you get theater students who can in some ways mentor some of the non-theater students if it's something that you do need to kind of have a bit of skill to do. Last year we had our stage manager, Indola, for Festival Dionysia. She was
No, is she graduated now? But she.
No, she's still.
She's still here. Okay, yeah. She is one of the BFA production students in the theater department. So she knew how to kind of operate a soundboard, a lighting board. Yeah. What a stage manager was supposed to be doing. So she did, I think, a sort of training workshop with all of the people who were going to assist and stage manage and be in charge of their own individual production, and sort of gave them like a mini lesson on what that entails and how to do that.
Yeah. I was actually wondering, for the Dionysia Festival, do you already have the plays ready? Picked and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a little, insight into the plays that are going to be happening, or do you know about them yet, or not?
Well, they've been chosen. As far as the content, they're still being workshopped right now, so some of them may change slightly.
Okay.
Yeah, but as we said, that there's a mix of both light and dark, and they're all I think under a half hour together, and so then they all get
are they them. One acts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the only two that are set in stone will be the two Brave New Playwright plays, Wilson's Leg and Chow Baby, and I guess those are both kind of darkly comedic.
Yeah,
I don't want to give away too much because they're sort of twists and
And with one act plays, you don't want to say the one act because and everybody knows.
Yeah.
Also, you're talking about workshops. So with those festivals, people submit something and then they go through the workshop. Or how does that process work?
The workshopping is something. I think it's a little independent. Of the Dionysia Festival, the plays that get submitted specifically for Dionysia get kind of worked on by our dramaturge this year, who's Paula, the former club president, and she's sort of working with the authors of those plays. But I know that last year, at least one of the plays that was involved in the festival did get that kind of workshop treatment where we had kind of a group of actors who came out, or people who were just interested in critiquing a show, and we had a roundtable reading, and then
Worked on it further.
Yeah,
and maybe just kind of little improvements.
Yeah,
and so people submit their work. They don't have to be part of the Players Club. They don't even have to be part of any sort of can it really be anybody?
It can be. We try to encourage people to become members if they want to.
Of course.
Make use of that, I guess.
There's definitely a lot.